This is We Discover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join us today as we finish our series on the Holy Spirit. And I truly hope you've been with us over these last number of days and weeks as we've gone through this fascinating subject about, you know, this wonderful being, the Holy Spirit. He's not an it, he's a person. And we've looked at a number of keys to, I suppose, understand he's working us today. The first one is the leading of the Spirit. I hope that you're being more open to being led by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And so if you're a son of God, a daughter of God, you need to be led by God, and you're led by God's Spirit. And so we dealt with the leading. Secondly, the learning. The Holy Spirit will reveal the truth to you. If you will read his word, if you will pray, the Holy Spirit will make things clear to you. He'll quicken the truth to you. And it's important that you're open to that. Thirdly, the living. And, you know, the Holy Spirit is living within all of those who believe in Jesus Christ. And so it's a matter of us learning to yield to him and allow him to live through us. And, you know, he will lead you into a victorious life. He doesn't want you defeated or addicted or depressed or afraid or confused or weak or sorrowful or, you know, he wants you to walk in a life of victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Holy Spirit will enable us to walk in the victory. And fourthly, the lifting of the Spirit. And this is a wonderful aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit in believers today, is that he will lift you and others. Ephesians 5:18, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible says, be filled with the Spirit, capital S, that's the Holy Spirit. So God wants us to be filled with the Spirit. And it says, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, and always giving thanks for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, I mean, what a passage to read there. But the secret to a blessed, fruitful life is to be full of the Spirit, because you can only lift others if you've been lifted yourself. Barnabas was a lifter of men because he was full of the Spirit. And we see in Acts chapter 4, Barnabas is mentioned. Glory to God. What a blessing it is to have a Bible. Think about those days when you might only see a Bible chained to an altar. And now we have the blessing of having a Bible that we can read through ourselves. And Joseph, who is also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement. So Barnabas was an encourager. That's a beautiful thing to be said of anybody, is that he was a lifter of people. Verse 22, they sent Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. This is Acts 11:22, verse 23. And when he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart that they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. So you can't be a man of faith if you're not a man who is full of the Holy Spirit. You know, I truly believe that, you know, God wants us to be lifters of people, but you can't lift others without the power of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14, 1-5, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke in tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks in tongues, unless indeed he interprets, that the church may receive edification. And so here it's talking about praying in tongues, but on two levels. One is in terms of your personal edification. The other is in terms of a ministry in the church. And just because you have one doesn't mean you have the other. Certainly, you know, I believe everybody should pray in tongues, but, you know, whether you're called to give a message in a service is completely different. But it's interesting, it says, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. That word in the Greek is to literally charge, like charging a battery, to build yourself up. And so you can't be filled unless you take time in his presence. And this is why it's vital to pray in the Spirit on a daily basis, because it will lift you and those around you. Now, Smith Wigglesworth used to get alone and he used to just pray in the spirit for an hour. And he said before a service, and he said, well, I just get alone with God. I pray in the spirit and I edify myself. Then I go out and I edify others. And so you need a full charge if you'd lift, bless and help others. Praying in tongues charges your spirit in the same way that plugging your phone or car prepares them for future use. You know, we recently had a power cut in our home that wasn't expected. And unfortunately, those items that were not charged were of no use. You know, maybe at times we're unusable because our batteries are flat. Jude 1:20, but you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So again, you're charging or building yourself up when you're praying in the Spirit. And again, you can't lift others until you have been lifted. And this is the reality. We're surrounded by burdened people with heavy loads. And so let's help to lift them. They will see that there is something different about you. Joy, love, peace, victory, that you're not depressed, anxious, or afraid. You're full of the Spirit. Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And so let's bring them to Jesus by walking in his joy, because ultimately I believe this is one of the greatest advertisements for the kingdom of God, is if you have the joy of the Lord. And, you know, Paul said of Timothy in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 20, for I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are of Jesus Christ. And here Paul is talking about other Christians, and sadly, he was saying that the vast majority of people are seeking their own purposes and agendas and pursuing their own plans. He said, I've no one like Timothy who's like-minded, who's got the same mind as me, who will sincerely care for your state and who will seek your best, not his best. And so that's a very sobering thing to consider. So as you get filled with the Spirit, you'll be transformed into one of those rare and precious commodities, a lover and lifter of people. So we've looked at the leading of the Spirit, the learning, the living, the lifting, and very quickly as I finish, the liberating. The Holy Spirit comes to bring liberation, and it's very important to understand that, because, you know, he didn't come for us to simply have church as usual and to, you know, engage in empty and powerless rituals. Luke 4 verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. So the Holy Spirit will anoint you. He will empower you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And so if someone's preaching the gospel and lives aren't being changed, people aren't being saved, and you know, the ministry isn't growing, maybe an indication that they haven't been anointed. But this is the beauty of spending time with God, is as we spend time with him and we get filled with the Spirit, we can be much more effective in bringing people to Christ. And again, that is our mandate as the church, is to proclaim the gospel to all mankind. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world, and the end will come. He has not only anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. So the Holy Spirit comes to bring liberty. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil. 1 John 3:8, for this reason the Son of God is manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit to set people free. And again, it's crazy for us to imagine that we can be somehow effective in our ministry without the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit liberates us from legalism and dry and dead religion to do the very same as Christ in his name. We're called to bring liberty with the power of the Holy Spirit. Mark 16:15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they'll cast out devils, they'll speak in new tongues, they'll pick up snakes with their hands. If they drink deadly poison, they shall not be harmed at all. They shall take up deadly serpents. And if they shall take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, they will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And so again, this is the power of the Holy Spirit working through us to do the work of the gospel, to do the work of the ministry, to be effective ministers for Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? There is liberty. And what do our churches, our homes, our schools, our families, our nations need? Freedom, liberty. It's found in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. John 6:63, it's the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit, and they are life. You know, we look in Acts chapter 2, where the Holy Spirit was poured out. The disciples had been locked away. The dream had died, so to speak. They had seen Jesus die. They had been discouraged. Then, thankfully, they witnessed the resurrected Christ. And Jesus said something very interesting. He said, "Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high." He said, "Wait." And that's why Acts 2, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. How did they get there? By prayer. They'd been in prayer. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It looked like it was all over. Christ had died, but he arose by the power of God, and the wind of the Spirit came and blew away their fears and inhibitions, and the church of Jesus Christ was born. Luke 24:4, "And now we'll send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father's promised, but stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven." Some of the characteristics of wind are power. You know, interestingly, it's invisible wind, and yet you can feel its effects, even though you can't physically see it. And if you allow the Holy Spirit, he will empower you. Acts 1:8, "You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and he will liberate you from fear, timidity, and intimidation, and you can go forth and boldly set other people free as well." Micah 3:8, "But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord." And so the Holy Spirit is a liberator. Habits and iniquities, fears and inhibitions, weakness and the fear of man. It's time to be set free, because you can only liberate after you've been liberated. And so I'd like to finish by just giving you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Savior if you've never done so. Just pray this very simple prayer at me. Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in my heart that you were born of a virgin. I believe that you lived a perfect life, and that when you died on the cross, you died in my place, bearing my sin and shame. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus Christ, and forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me." This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ our Savior fill your heart and home, and may you be filled, abundantly filled, with the Holy Spirit of God. Shalom.